Video: Austin Metcalf's father posts song to honor dead son. By Lowell Coffee Lawn, April 20, 2025. After being tossed out of a press conference and his home swatted by cruel crank callers, the father of slain teen Austin Metcalf nevertheless honored his son by sharing a poignant, heartfelt message on Easter Sunday, almost 3 weeks after his 17-year-old son was fatally stabbed during a Texas high school track meet. It came in the form of tear-jerking song by country singer Will Dempsey called Beat You There that Metcalf posted on Facebook. He wrote with it, "I love you, Austin. Happy Easter." The bittersweet opening lyrics and chorus: "I don't know why God always takes the good ones first. And man, I've tried to be strong and carry on, but damn, this hurts. And I just wish that I could talk to you again somehow, some way. Even if it's for a moment, so I can hear you say, 'Don't cry for me, I'm all right. I'm better than you know. And this life can be a short ride. So don't waste it on sorrow. And just hold on to those moments. And the memories we shared. We're both headed for the same place anyway. I just beat you there. Watch.'" High school student Carmelo Anthony is charged stabbing Metcalf during a confrontation over seating at a high school track meet in Frisco, Texas, on April 2. Anthony, also 17, faces a first-degree murder charge but was returned home and is under house arrest after his family posted his $250,000 bond. The teen and his family insist he acted in self-defense. Earlier this week, Metcalf's father told the New York Post he had hoped to pray alongside the family of his son's alleged killer but was disrespected when he showed up at a press conference organized by the accused slayer's family and got thrown out. The family's advocate, a self-described minister who himself has a criminal record, tore into the father after Metcalf left, as if he was some kind of perpetrator and Anthony and his family were the victims. Metcalf said he meant no ill will but just simply wanted to represent Austin in response to people disparaging him online, painting the late teen as a violent bully. However, after the impromptu appearance, both Metcalf and his ex-wife had police dispatched to their houses in swatting pranks. Another set of lyrics in the song no doubt captures the feelings of Metcalf not only around his son's death but the inexplicable attacks on the family of tragically killed loved one. "I know they say, just give it a little time, you'll be okay. That might be true, but it don't really help me today. And we ain't supposed to question the man upstairs. There's just so much I don't understand, it just don't seem fair." Lowell Caulfield is the best-selling author of Below the Line and 9 other crime novels and non-fiction titles. See LowellCaulfield.com for more.